Log Talk Radio.
All right. This is Watchman on the Wall. Glad to be back. 5 o'clock. Time to hear something from heaven. It's time to hear about the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Time to hear about his burial, death, and resurrection. It's time to hear about his second coming. It's time to hear about the 70 weeks spoken by Daniel the prophet and all the biblical prophecies and eschatology that the Bible has given us to warn us the return of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And I know that a lot of people today around the world, they call themselves worshiping Christ by honoring his birthday. And I think they got the wrong idea. It's not going to gifts. It's not giving Santa Claus. It's not reindeers. It's about a child that was born 2,000 years ago in Bethlehem of Judea wrapped in swaddling clothes. And they didn't have no parties. They didn't have no big celebration. In fact, there was only about 5 to 6 people that really saw his birth and come. That was the three wise men, the shepherd boys, Mary and Joseph, and the animals that was in the backyard barn. And the world, the Jewish people, was not looking for him to come born in the stable. They were looking for him to come in on riding on a white horse, taking vengeance on the Roman government and giving the millennium reign over to the Jewish people. But he didn't come to do that. He come to seek and to save those that are lost. And you know what I mean by lost? That means you're lost because you're born in sin and shaped in iniquity, and you was born separated from God. And they don't realize that when Christ came, amen, he come for one reason. No other reason he come. He come to die.
Amen.
He come to die for the sins of the world. And sin is nothing to rejoice over. I know people rejoicing in sin now. They're having a good time and they're getting drunk.
That's right.
And call themselves saying, we're celebrating the birth of Jesus Christ. Well, that's not celebrating the birth of Jesus Christ. Celebrating
Amen.
The birth of Jesus Christ, to fall on your knees and thank God Almighty that he sent his only begotten son to him, men can have eternal life and escape the damnations of hell. Because if you reject this Christ that came down through 42 generations and died, girl, you're going to end up in hell because there's only one way to get
Amen.
Hell. You hear what I'm saying? One way. Ain't no two ways, three ways. You can't get to heaven on denominations, and you can't get to heaven on a cult. You can't get to heaven on your good looks. You can't get to heaven but one way, and that is the blood of Jesus Christ. He shed his blood on Calvary's cross. That's where that child was born. Said a child is born, a son is given. Shall call his name Wonderful, the Prince of Peace, the Everlasting Father, Almighty God. God himself became man. Boy, that's awesome. That is awesome. Why? Because that was the only way. That was the only way God could bring man back to himself. God didn't have no other way. He couldn't get no angels. He couldn't get no cherubims. He couldn't get no seraphim. He couldn't get Adam. He couldn't get Noah. He couldn't get Abraham. He couldn't get Ezekiel. Nobody. He couldn't get no so-called evangelists today. These fake preachers is nothing but junk and crap. None of them was capable of doing what Jesus Christ did. Now, who you think I'm a worship? Who you think I'm a bow down to? Who you think I'm going to embrace? I'm going to embrace nobody but Jesus Christ and him only. Woo, hallelujah. We're glad to be with you this evening. Amen. We got Brother Tim out of Texas. He's going to come in with me, and he got the word of God all wrapped up in himself. Amen. He's going to tell you some things from the word of God. I'm going to tell you some things from the word of God. We're going to preach the gospel. We're going to have an altar call. We're going to let you know if you think you're celebrating Christmas, you're not celebrating Christmas. Bro, you're going the wrong way. Amen. If you call yourself worshiping Christ, you shall fall on your knees right now. Amen. And confess the Lord Jesus Christ, because what he did, amen, if he wouldn't have did it, the whole world would be going to hell. And I thank God for what he's done. I'm going to let the world know I thank him. And I know sometimes we get depressed, we get anxiety attacked, but I'm going to thank him anyway because the devil, he's out to kill, rob, and destroy. And I'm going to give praise and I'm going to turn it over to my brother, amen, and let him kick it off, amen. He's on the zero on the yard line, and he's going to kick it off, amen. He's going to win a touchdown tonight, amen. We're going to get the victory over the devil, hell, and the grave. Brother, take it away.
Amen. All glory be to God.
We thank you for this opportunity one more time. We thank you, Lord, for this opportunity to give us. We ask you right now to use us as a mighty way to teach the word, preach the word, proclaim the word, embrace the word, love the word. Amen. We ask you to touch Brother Tim Jackson right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Anoint him with your Holy Ghost power. Let him speak nothing but the truth all day long, all evening long. That Jesus Christ is Lord, and we're going to give you the glory that somebody may acknowledge you before we get off this air this evening. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Brother Tim, you got it.
Amen, Doctor. Amen. All glory be to the Most High. Amen. It's good to be back. Amen. Brother, I'd like to say first and foremost, I do thank you for, amen, being such a blessing yesterday and taking the reins and stepping up and being on the air for me yesterday. Amen. I had to spend some time with the family. So, amen. You know how that is. Amen. I have to share the time. Amen. I have to be stretched. Amen. So, yes, amen. Yes. As they say, we are all things to all men. Amen. Meaning that we are prepared, amen, to do what we can. Amen. To accommodate one another. Amen. So,
yes,
amen.
Yes,
glad
sir.
To be here. Amen. Thank you, brother. Amen. Glad to be here. And just want to talk a little bit about the millennium. Amen. The millennium is going to be a blessing. Amen. I'm just going to touch on that. And salvation. Amen. Because, amen. Because there will be no time like the seven-year period. Amen. The tribulation. But when you compare that 7 years to God's thousand-year reign on this earth, what a glorious time it will be. Amen. I can't wait. Amen. It will be the time like it was when Adam and Eve was in the garden. My gosh, man. Just to think about that puts a smile on my face. And we are going to imagine this. We are going to be there. We're going to get to enjoy the millennial reign. When the saints come back with Christ during the time of his return to put his enemies, excuse me, amen, under his feet, amen. Because Revelation, the 19th chapter, amen, in verse 11, talks about how John said, and I saw heaven open. And behold, a white horse. And he that sat upon him was called faithful and true. His eyes were as a flame of fire. And on his head were many crowns. Lord, have mercy. So the rider on the white horse is different from the rider in Revelation 6. See, the Revelation 6, the rider is the Antichrist. Amen. And he's going to kick off what? He's going to kick off the seven-year tribulation.
Yes,
but when
is.
Christ come back, amen, when Christ returns, he's going to end the great tribulation. He's going to end it. And then he's going to kick off the 1,000-year reign, the millennial reign on this earth. And so many of our churches are not teaching this. The pastors are
teaching it.
They're not teaching it, brother. Amen. They're not sharing
it
with the church. Amen. In fact, over 10 years ago when I began to preach this in my church, I was shocked to find out that nobody had ever heard of it. And I said, y'all got to be joking me, right? Y'all got to be playing. Y'all heard something about the millennial reign. Surely y'all heard about Christ is going to come back and the church is going to run. See, most people think that the world is going to end with nuclear war. It's going to end in catastrophe. is going to end with, you know, that's just it. No, certainly not. God does all things decent, and he does things in order. That is not what's going to happen. Christ is going to come back. Amen. And you know what, brother? Amen. Every time when I think about it, I think about there was a movie some years ago my kids used to watch back like around, I think around 2003 to 2005, somewhere in there. Maybe it was a little later. I don't know. It was about the Cat in the Hat. And, man, if you remember that movie, Mike Myers played the Cat in the Hat. And, man, that cat tore that house up. Man, he tore that house up. The kids were worried. The fish was like, man, the mother's going to be home soon. And every time I think about that story, I think about Christ's return and how the earth is going to be tore up. The earth is going to be destroyed.
Yes,
but when Christ returns, oh, man, when he returns, he's going to fix things. Everything's going to be back in order. Amen.
Come on, preacher.
And so let's take a look at some things. Amen. Let's look at some things. Because a lot of times people don't believe that this is a literal interpretation of a 1,000 years. This will
Come on
be
now.
A 1,000-year reign.
Yes,
this
sir.
Will not be some folks talking about, oh, it's this and it's that. No. Because what's going to happen is Satan is loose, and those demons are loose. Amen.
Yes, sir.
And if there happen to be any fallen angels that are still loose, guess what's going to happen? They're all going to be bound. Let me get some scripture going. Amen. Let's get some scripture going. They're going to all be bound for 1,000 years. Amen. And I read over the book of Enoch how the book of Enoch gives an example of how those angels were bound. There were some angels that were bound in the beginning because of what they did. Those 200 angels that came down and slept with women. Now, that was just 200 angels. Now, remember, there were more angels than that came with Lucifer. It was 200 that fathered the Nephilim. The Nephilim became the great, renowned men. These became the giants. These became your Superman, your Batman, and whatever superhero you like to worship. That's what they were. They are showing you their ancient God. If you notice in these different movies and cartoons, they always talk about Kronos. Kronos was an actual demigod. And it's also, he was one of the main gods. If you go back, you do some ancient research and study, and you watching these movies today, if you pay attention, you'll see the name Kronos. And the first time I ever noticed the name Kronos, they showed it in this little cartoon CGI movie called The Incredibles. And the word, the name Kronos was there. And the guy was looking at the movie, the name Kronos. And that's the first time I ever saw it. I said, Kronos, what is Kronos? It was way back in the early 2000s, brother. And I said, man, they've been showing us this stuff for years and years. And movies, ever since I saw that, down through the years of movies, I keep seeing Kronos come up, this name Kronos. He was this great demigod. In fact, when you read the book, the two Babylons, I can't think of the, I think Alexander Hislop is the author. It's the two Babylons, and he talks about how Kronos was one of the main gods that what was his name? The father of Babel.
Nimrod.
There we go. Thank you, brother. Nimrod and them worshiped Kronos. And some people actually believe that they may have been referring to either Nimrod or his father. They could have been referred to, but either way, he was this great false god, amen, that people serve and worship. And anyway, I just had to share that with you because so many of these things they show us, amen, and we kind of missed the point, amen. So, again, this is a literal 1,000 years that we are talking about. And the point that I was making with that when I kind of veered off is that how these fallen angels, if you read the book Enoch, it talks about how when God told them to be imprisoned in the earth, to hide them in the earth and on the rocks, and their eyes are covered so they can't see, and they're actually bound. They're like gagged over the mouth. Now, you got to understand, these are angels, so they don't need to breathe air. They're angels. And so they're bound and their hand and feet are bound. I thought that was very interesting in the way that the book was written, how it told us, explains us how they were bound. This is how Lucifer, which is Satan. So let's go to Revelation, the 20th chapter, real quick.
Come on.
Amen. Revelation, the 20th chapter. Because I want to show you what's going to happen to Satan. Revelation, the 20th chapter, verse 1 and 2. Watch what it says. And I saw an angel come down from heaven, having the key of the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. Now, the scripture says an angel. Now, we don't know if this one, it probably could be Michael. We know that you know, Lucifer and him.
The first time,
amen, what happened? Right. Amen. He keeps defeating Satan. Amen. If you look in the book of Jude, Satan and Michael always go back and forth.
Yeah.
Amen. And don't they always go back and forth? Amen. Now, so that lets you know how powerful God is and how powerful Christ is. They ain't even got to get in it, brother. They say, Angel, Michael, go down there and take care of Satan. See, I told you before, Satan is not an arch enemy of nemesis of God. He can't be. God is too powerful. Now, he may be an arch nemesis to Michael because he's an angel. They're both they were like high-ranking angels. Amen. But
amen.
You see that. Amen. You see that they always go back and forth. So if you go back to Jude, verse 9, Jude is only one book, one chapter. Verse 9, it talks about how Michael, the archangel, contended with the devil. Amen.
Yeah.
And so you see that they always kind of go up against each other. So I happen to believe in Revelation 20, chapter verse 1. This just might. Now, we know that the scripture don't say. I'm just telling you my spiritual opinion. This might be who? This might be Michael, the archangel.
Michael.
But it just says, amen, might be. But it just says an angel come down. Then again, it could just be just an angel. Again, God is so powerful. These angels are so powerful. They don't need to. See, people for worshiping the devil for nothing. They think Satan is powerful. Man, Satan ain't nothing but a deceiver. That's all he ever was from the beginning. He wasn't more special, powerful than nobody. He had certain things about him, certain attributes. He looked good. He was appealing. But there was nothing more better than him than the other angels. Amen. So God said,
amen.
And I saw an angel come down from heaven having the key of the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. Now watch this.
Yeah.
And he laid hold on the dragon. Man, look here. He said, come here, Satan. You've been cutting up too long, too much and too long. It says that that old serpent, which is the devil and Satan, and bound him 1,000 years.
1,000 years.
So watch this. Just so there won't be no mistakes, amen. Satan,
amen.
Lucifer, the devil himself is no longer free. His reign has come to an end. Christ has defeated his worldly armies. Amen. He's taken them out. The worldly governments have been destroyed. They're under his feet. His generals, his presidents, his queens and kings across the earth. If you want to call them the Illuminati, the 13th founding runner, all of them are now dead and gone.
There you go.
Amen. There will be no more fear of them ever again. They are dead. They are in hell. That's where they will be. They will be in hell awaiting the great white throne judgment. And they're going to be there for 1,000 years, and they're going to suffer for 1,000 years in hell. And so all these folks that talking about they're Illuminati and they run the world and they didn't sold their soul, that's where they're going to be after the end of the great tribulation. They think they're going to escape. They're not going to escape. Amen. And you see that Satan was bound. He bound him what? 1,000 years. Man, that's a long time. Let me tell you something. The Bible says 1,000 years with the Lord is as one day, and one day is as 1,000 years.
Yeah.
Well, guess what? When you are bound, time seems to sit still. And you know, when you become bound, see, he's no longer free. So when Satan becomes bound, he's going to feel that 1,000 years. That whole time that those angels and them demons and all of the aliens, which are demons, and Satan himself are in hell. They're going to feel that because they have been free since God created them, and they have rebelled against God, and they ain't going to know how to act. See, when you got a person out here in the world cutting up, doing all kind of unseemly things, that's why people can't take it when they go to prison. Because they used to be free, and then they get down there, and my brother used to say, hey, get down there crying. There ain't no more cutting up. And he said, ain't no sense in you crying. You knew what you was doing.
You lost.
My brother used to say, ain't no sense in you crying. You knew what you was doing. He's out there cutting up. Now you're locked down. You can't have your way. So they going to suffer that one. They going to feel that 1,000 years.
So
they used to being free for ain't no telling how long they've been free. But now they're going to suffer that 1,000 years because they're going to be bound in darkness. Amen.
Wow.
They're going to be in hell with all that he deceived and suffered, and they're going to be there suffering. Amen. Amen.
Yes.
When you read the scriptures over the book of Enoch, they talk about how some of those angels are actually be crying. They be wanting to be free. So you got to remember, they have a soul just like we got a soul. And just like we have feelings, they have feelings. And they going to hurt.
Feelings.
They going to hate that. They going to, man, they going to hate. They can't be free. They can't cut up. They can't do like they want to do. For that 1,000 years, they're going to be bound, awaiting judgment. Amen. Now watch what it says in verse 3. And cast him into the bottomless pit and shut him up and set a seal upon him that he should deceive the nations no more. You see that? That he should what? Deceive the nations no more till the 1,000 years should be fulfilled. And after that, he must be loose a little season. Amen. Now, he's not going to rule. He's just going to be loose. He's not going to rule. His rule is over. So from the time of Adam and Eve in the garden to the end of that 7-year tribulation, that's it. That's his rule. That's 6,000 years. That's it. Amen. He's not going to rule no more. Amen. Unless you want to say he's going to rule in the lake of fire, then he ain't going to be able to do that. So there's going to be so much. The Bible says he'll be weeping and gnashing the teeth, so you can't rule because you're going to be in so much pain.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. If I can go a little further with it.
Go ahead. Talk to him, brother.
Amen. Because I want to share this before I get into the millennium. Amen. The millennial reign. Because this is what's going to happen. I'm painting a picture for you to let you know that when the millennial happens, the millennial reign, man's going to be so much peace on earth. You ain't going to have a demon. And you ain't going to be able to deceive nobody. A demon's not going to be able to possess nobody. There's not going to be no type of satanic or Luciferian or demonic influence on earth.
Right.
Amen. Ain't going to be none of that. No more. This is why Christ said he's going to rule with a rod of iron.
Ooh.
Amen. So just like Lucifer had a tight grip, now God said, I'm in control now. For 1,000 years, what I say go. And what Israel was looking for Christ to do the first time he came, this is what he's going to do the second time. He's going to put all his enemies, amen, glory, hallelujah, brother. He's going to put all his enemies under his feet. Now watch what it says. Verse 4 says, and I saw thrones, and they sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them. And I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Yahshua, Jesus, and for the word of Yahweh. Amen. That's the God of heaven, the one and only true God. And which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their foreheads or in their hands, and they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. Amen.
Hallelujah.
So now you're going to see, amen, now you're going to see, amen, the saints that were beheaded, they were killed for the witness of Christ during the Great Tribulation.
Yeah.
Amen. And they say, I saw the souls. Amen. And now you also see those who what are going to sit on the throne. This is the church. Amen. We're getting ready to go back. We're getting ready to be in the millennial reign. We're going to see the Old Testament saints throughout the 1,000 years. Amen. So, amen. But watch this. Watch what verse 5. I want to say, well, now I'm going to give return over to the brother. Then we're going to come back to that, and we're going to talk about that millennial reign. Now, watch what it says. I'm going to say this real quick. Verse 5 says, but the rest of the dead live not again until the 1,000 years were finished. This is the first resurrection. Blessed and holy is he that had part in the first resurrection. On such the second death hath no power. But they shall be priests, amen, of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years.
1,000 years.
Amen. Amen. Ain't that a blessing, bro? We're going to get to reign with him 1,000 years. Go ahead, doctor. Go ahead.
Amen. Brother, you hot on it. You hot on it. This is a blessing to know that trouble don't last always. Amen.
Amen.
He didn't do it for tonight, but my joy is coming in the morning. This millennium reign is real. It's authentic. It's unique. It's God himself. Because a lot of people don't understand where the millennium reign comes from. It comes from the creation that God made the heaven and earth. It took him 6 days to work. He worked 6 days. That might be 6,000 years. He worked to reestablish the earth. And on the seventh day, God rested. And that rest is the seventh millennium. That's when God got through making the six-day work week. A man on the seventh day he rests. That's the Sabbath day. The millennium is like the Sabbath day where we will rest. We will rest for 1,000 years. Rest from what? Rest from sin, degradation. Satan will be bound at that time, so he cannot cause any trouble. The Holy Spirit will cover the earth like water covers the sea. In other words, there will be no demons, no evil spirits, no Nephilims, no demigods, no occults, or no nothing. It will be holy before the Lord. And God is going to rule from Jerusalem. And Jerusalem will be this city in which Christ will take over the earth, and he will rule the whole earth from Jerusalem. And men that came through the tribulation period in their natural bodies, that are saved, will enter into the millennium reign with Jesus Christ, and they will repopulate the earth for the last time, just the way Noah repopulated the earth after the flood. He wiped out every human being and every demigod and every wicked hybrid. He wiped them out, and there was only 8 souls left, and that 8 souls repopulated the earth. That's why we're here today. From the descendants of Noah and his 3 sons, and now the world is in such a bad shape, it can't be. You can't. Man got to follow the pendulum of time, because God's gonna give man time enough to repent. He's gonna give him time enough to accept Jesus Christ. He's gonna give him time enough for 6,000 years. God has been working with man and all 6 dispensations. God let man be tested. Man got an L. If you want to go back a little bit, I can work on that a little bit. The first one was innocent, and man got an F. He flunked. The next one was conscious. That was the flood. Man got an F. 8 souls were saved out of billions of people that was on the population of the earth, because they repopulated through the fall of the 200 angels that cohabitated with the human race, and they tried to defile the human race. And it got so bad, God said, I'll wipe out all except 8. So start a new beginning, because the number 8 means new beginning. And the new beginning started with Ham, Shem, and Japheth. And God said, now I'm going to try the self-government. Self-government was the Tower of Babylon. Man got an F. My God, got another F. He failed. Because he tried to take the place of God. Nimrod tried to rule the world. He was trying to break up his own government. Satan is trying to do the same thing today. He's trying to redo the whole earth and bring in the new world government and bring in a new reset and bring in the mark of the beast and bring in controlling people and tear the world up with war, famine, pestilence, and disease. And guess what? doing it because that's the only thing he can do. The devil can't bless you. He can't do nothing but kill, rob, and destroy. And that's what he's doing today. Dying. Look at the church folks that's dying. Look at the people on the street that's dying. Look at the people in the hospital dying. Look at the people in the battlefield of war have destroyed the mankind. And Satan said, I'm loose now. I'm loose as a goose. And I'm going to do all I can to deceive the world. And guess what? It's a sad thing to say, but it's biblical. The Bible tells me majority of the world is lost. And the reason the majority of the world is lost, because men believe in worshiping the devil and angels and wicked angels and hybrids. And the world is listening to the devil before they listen to God. That's why Jesus said, broad is the way that leadeth into destruction, and many go in thereat. So now the devil said, I'm going to make a heyday on it. And that's why he's roaring like a lion right now, and he's seeking who he may devour. And he knows that the millennium is coming. He knows that the rapture is coming. He knows that Christ died and rose again, and he knows that when he rose from the dead, he was defeated. He was defeated. He can't win. The only thing he can do is destroy men's souls, but he can't overthrow God, and that's what he's trying to do, and he fell from all six dispensations, and the last dispensation is the millennium reign, and that's when he's going to be bound. That's when he's going to be, hallelujah, praise God, he's going to be bound. In the bottomless pit, and every angel, every demigod, every demon, every wicked spirit will go into the bottomless pit, and the angel's going to seal it for 1,000 years. In other words, he's going to have a lockup, and the lockup, there's no probation. 1,000 years in prison, not only a natural prison, but a demigod prison, a prison where there's heat. A prison where there's gnashing, and the demons are going to be crying, but no tears. They're going to be whining. They're going to be looking at Lucifer and say, look what you got us for, but they can't do nothing about it. Why? Because they're bound. They know where they're headed for. They're headed for to Gehenna. Gehenna is the lake of fire. Hell is a waiting room until they be judged. And the church, whoo, God Almighty, I'm talking about the church now. The church is going to be there to witness that. We're going to witness everything from the time we come back. As the brother read in the 19th chapter, the 11th verse, Jesus Christ is coming back on a white horse, and he's coming back with the church. With the church.
That's right.
What kind of born again, baptized, believer, sanctified, holy church? A church that Jesus Christ purchased it. He bought it with his own blood. So you going to church ain't going to get you to heaven. I beg my pardon. I don't mean you going to church because you can't go to church because you are the church. Woo! Well, you going to worship. See? And a lot of people say because they go to worship the Lord that they can go to heaven. Well, you can't go to heaven just by worshiping the Lord, because a lot of people don't know what worship is. And if you don't have the Holy Spirit, woo! And if you have repented of your sin, you're not a worshiper of God. You got to be a worshiper of God. You got to honor God. You got to fear God. You got to love God. And then you become a worshiper through the Holy Spirit by the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Now you become a born-again believer, and you become an authentic worshiper of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Because a lot of people out there saying, Lord, 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 I did miracles. Lord, I pay my tithe. And Lord, I go to church. Lord, I dress good. Lord, I'm a white man. Lord, I'm a black woman. I'm this, I'm that. I got education. I know that the Lord has a place for me. No, he don't have a place for you in heaven until you be born again. Woo-hoo! Lord, have mercy. Can you understand what I'm trying to tell you? You must be born again.
Amen.
And into the millennium reign. Only those that came through the tribulation that accept Jesus Christ going through the great tribulation, they will be in their natural body. And God is going to use those people to repopulate the earth. And the saints of God will give, God will give the saints of God. Listen to what I'm saying. The saints of God will get their rightful position, because your position depends upon how you serve the Lord here. If you serve the Lord here in the spirit, you got a reward. But if you serve the Lord here in the flesh, you won't get no reward. You'll get one reward. You'll get one reward. You'll get the crown of life. That means that you accepted Jesus Christ, because there ain't nobody Let me put this here. Ain't nobody, and if anybody think they can work their way to heaven, you're a lying wonder. You can't You can't work at all. The only thing you got to do is sit down, repent of your sin, turn from your wickedness, turn from your lying, your backbiting, your hypocrisy, turn from sin, degradation, and repent with bitter tears. Broken heart. You're broken up. Oh, come on. Have you ever been broken up of something you did? You were sorry you did. Broken up. Now, you have to be broken up for sinning against a holy God. And God loves you so much that he gives you mercy. He gives you opportunity. Because the Bible says the goodness of God leadeth a person into repentance. If you knew how good God was with all your foolishness and all your little half-hearted religion that you have, and you know how good God is, and find out that you haven't repented, and you repent, you're gonna have a godly sorrow that you're gonna weep and say, "Lord, I am sorry, I sinned against you.
That's right.
Give me your son, Jesus Christ. I don't want to go to hell. If I get saved today and I die, amen. I ain't got time to work my way to heaven." I'm going by a free gift. You give that to me. But why? Because you so love the world that you gave your only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, have everlasting life. The world is all messed up. Oh, my God, it's all messed up. Preachers are messed up. Deacons are messed up. Church folks are messed up. Some Bible studies are messed up because they're not studying the word of God. It's supposed to be studied with anticipation and earnestly, and you want to know what's going to happen to me after I die. Come on now. You ought to know what's going to happen to you after you die, because if you don't know, you better find out. Amen. Because the Bible says, what did the Apostle Paul say? He said, I know in whom I believe in, and I am persuaded that he's able to keep that which I against that day. So I'm telling you, I'm going to take up that spirit that Apostle Paul had and say, I know there's a place in heaven for me. Not what I did, not what I didn't do, not how much money I got, or education, or how swell I can talk. It's because of the blood of Jesus Christ paid the penalty, and the devil can't do nothing about it. And he's mad as hell right now. He's mad as hell because we are still on the air. And I'm going to stay on the air as long as I possibly can. People need to hear the truth. They need to hear this gospel. And we ain't talking no flim-flam stuff. We ain't talking about spaghetti and meatballs. We're talking about the word of God to save your soul from hell, so that when this millennium comes and you be coming back from heaven, on white horses. Oh, yes, indeed. You better read your Bible, because the church is not going to go through no tribulation period. No. The church is going to be caught up in the rapture. We're going to be in heaven getting our reward, preparing to come back to earth. We're coming back to earth, and we ain't going to be just in no earthly clothes. We're going to be just in heavenly clothes. We're going to have white horses. We're going to have white gowns breezing in the wind. We're going to see the clouds and the moon and the stars. Oh, my God. You talking about a ride. Oh, my God. We're going to ride all the way down from glory to Mount of Olives. Jesus Christ is going to put his feet on the Mount of Olives. And when we stand on the Mount of Olives, the valley is going to split open, amen, from the north to the south. And Satan, and the Antichrist is going to meet the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ is going to fight for us, because when he comes, a sword is going to come out of his mouth, and he's going to cut down Antichrist and all the armies. Woo, listen to what I'm saying. All the armies of the world. Every army will come from the four corners of the earth and meet Jesus Christ at Megiddo.
Amen.
At Megiddo, Armageddon. We're going to meet him face to face. And listen to me. I'm going to see this Lucifer. I'm going to see this fallen angel. I'm going to have a whale of a time. I'm going to see him be defeated once and for all. For all the destruction he has brought upon the human race. And the only thing the human race got to do, I'm talking about black people, black people, white people, Chinese people, talking about Russians, I'm talking about Jews. The only thing we can do, and the only thing we're supposed to do, is fall down on our knees and confess the Lord Jesus Christ that he is Lord of lords and King of kings. And Satan will be defeated. And the earth is going to be ruled. Oh, let me go back just a little bit. The next one was self-government. The next one was law. That was at Mount Sinai, and Israel got an F. And then the next one was what? Grace. That was the church age, and grace started. Amen. God already had grace before he died, but grace came because law could not save. So grace came. When grace came, guess what? We failed in grace. This is the last church age. The last church age, 2,000 years. The next age that we're going to end in is the theocracy government. In other words, God will rule with the Holy Spirit, covers the earth, and the devil's going to be inside the earth in the bottomless pit, locked up until the end of the millennium reign. And that will be, that will go right into the second resurrection. And that would be the resurrection of the wicked dead. All the sinners, all the lost souls. Oh, my God. Do you know you got to go through Hollywood, the football? You got to go through all those wicked basketball players. They're wicked. Just because he can throw a ball up in the air, that don't mean he's sane. Just because he can turn around and do a hook shot, football players, they're wicked. The organizations is wicked, and Satan tried to infiltrate what? He tried to infiltrate what? The church, and tried to defeat the body of Christ, but he lost. The only ones he's getting is the only ones that reject Jesus Christ. He can't get nobody that accept Jesus Christ. He get the ones that have not accept Jesus Christ, playing hypocritic life. All these preachers that's preaching, talking about they God was called, if they ain't preaching, save Jesus and him crucified and a sanctified life filled with the Holy Ghost, amen, ministering to people and helping people and quit trying to job people, if they have not been saved, they're going to hell, brother. And if you want to fight with me as far as you going to heaven, I ain't got no heaven to hell to put you in. But the Bible says, except the man be born again, he cannot drink at the water fountain. You hear what I said? If you're not saved, you will never see heaven. Amen. The only thing you will see is Jesus Christ. People say, St. Peter at the gate. No, St. Peter going to be at the gate. Amen. The angel's going to be at the gate. And the Bible says the dogs, the liars, and the whoremongers, and the prostitutes, and the drug addicts, and all those wicked people who reject Christ. Rejection of Christ is the only sin that can put you in hell. Come on, preach us. Come on, don't be talking that stuff. If you just try the best you can, and you work out, and you do all you can sing in the choir, and you give me your money, and you do what I tell you to do, you can make it in. You a lying sucker. You lying. Jesus said, no man can get to the Father unless you come by him. So if you ain't coming by Jesus Christ, and I don't want to say this, but I'm going to say it anyway. If you don't want to come to Jesus Christ and you reject him, he wants to get you some Lucifer matches and a lot of wood. Because number one, you can't go to heaven. And there's only one place you can go, hell. And God has no respect for persons. You don't have no pets. But this millennium reign that this brother's going to finish up, amen, he's going to talk some more about it. It's going to be gorgeous. And I'm going to read this scripture, and I'm going to let you know, amen, what he's referring to in the book of Isaiah. I'm going to show you this millennium reign in the book of Isaiah, the ninth chapter of Isaiah reads like this in the Bible. Amen. I didn't find it. in some kind of book. It says, for to us a child is born. That's Christmas right there. Child is born. That's Christmas. And a son is given. A son is given means that he existed eternally. In other words, the son, the what? The son of God. God himself. But he came as a child. And it is given. And the government. And the government. What government? God's government. These governments down here is rotten. Low down.
That's right.
Cutthroat. Backstabbers, liars. They're Illuminatis. They're secret societies. They're the masonry. Yeah. All this stuff is hidden by these secret societies to make it look good, but it's demonic demons. Demons are what?
That's right.
The devil got his stuff put together, man. He knows how to take the word of God and put a little bit of word of God in, and then he bring his damnable doctrine to put it with the word of God to make like it's God. It's not God. That's the devil. He's tricking people. The Shriners, all these years, Illuminati organizations, oh, they helping a lot of little kids. Oh, I like that. But they're hiding behind that because they don't care nothing about children. The devil don't care nothing about children. Look how they're killing these babies, 60 million babies a year, and people worry about coronavirus. Why don't somebody stand up and say, stop killing these babies? If the people, if a woman have a baby, it's her responsibility. Let that baby be born and quit giving these women okay saying this is your body. It's not your body. That's God's body. He made it.
That's right.
And he didn't take women to get pregnant and yank out the babies and use the baby fetus for scientific experiments and use sacrifices to drink their blood to keep young and do witchcraft to give the devil a gateway to your soul, because if you go into witchcraft and baby sacrifices and child pornography, it gives the devil open gate. He comes in, buddy. He comes in all powerful. And the world is saying, oh, this is nice. Witchcraft is nice. They're celebrating witchcraft on TV. You see it all on TV.
That's right.
You see it in cartoons. You see it everywhere. The devils are working, and they're doing it, what? Subliminal message. And they're fooling our young folks. We got, my God, don't get me started. Amen. We got Barack Obama, wife. She worships Harry Potter, which is a warlock. He's a young boy that do witchery.
That's right.
And Barack Obama's wife, she got a whole volume of Harry Potter, and she's in the government. And she's trying to tell somebody how to eat a hamburger and do this and do that. She's a witch. A lot of people in government, female witches. Oh, come on, y'all. You blind as a bat. Can't you see? Hey, man, they get up and tell me, we okay, go ahead and kill your babies. It's okay to do this. Go ahead and do whatever you want to do. And that's the sign of the Antichrist spirit is in the government. And every man-made government on this earth was corrupt. The only government that God started was the government of Israel. And the reason he started with Israel because there were some people. And he told Israel, don't be mingling around with them paganism. Don't be doing what they're doing, because there's some crazy folks. The heathens are crazy because they'll do anything. But God chose Israel to be a pacific nation and be a righteous nation. And Israel got tangled up with all that stuff, and she became corrupt. And she had the nerve to reject Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. But the Lord said, I got something for you. I got something for you at the end of time. I'm going to let the world know that you are my chosen people, and I'm going to use you during the seven-year tribulation. And the seven-year tribulation is basically made and basically designed for the Jewish nation to preach the last message up on the earth before the second coming of Jesus Christ. My God, Israel is going to be the head nation in the millennium reign. Hallelujah! Why? Because they are the ones that ambassadors of Christ, and they are the one that brought the Savior into the world, and they are the one that wrote the Holy Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Only one Gentile writer, and that was Brother Luke. Thank God for the Jew, and the world today is going to see something in 2022. Israel is getting ready to go to war. And I'm going to give it over to the brothers about Israel is getting ready to go to war. Do you hear what I'm saying? Iran.
Yes, sir.
Iran, Iraq. We got Russia messing with Ukraine. We got China messing with USA. We got China messing with Taiwan. We got China saying, y'all ain't nothing. We're going to take all your industrial. We're going to take all your industrial work. We're going to take all your jobs. And guess what? When the coronavirus hit the United States, they shut down everything. And guess what? It's going to affect our economy as sure as you born. It's going to tear America down because people now are stealing food, raping stores, taking anything they can get. Just walk in the store and take it. Why? Because number one, things are getting short because God is warning us. He's telling us down there in Kentucky, he let a storm come through there and ripped a 247-mile destruction. The world know I'm God. You worship me in him only. Oh, yes, feel sorry for people that got killed. I feel sorry, but let me tell you, God is not pleased. I know. You know why?
Amen.
I know God is not. I'm not pleased. Sometimes I don't get pleased with myself, but I'm not pleased the way people are treating the Creator. I'm disturbed. I'm disturbed about it. And I know Brother Tim is disturbed about it. You try to tell them something, and they throw up their nose at you. I don't want to hear nothing about that, Jesus. Oh, man, y'all crazy. Ain't nothing going to happen. It's going to get better. No, it's not. And I'm going to give it over to the brother. Here's what I want to read to you. It says, and the government shall be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Prince of Peace is coming. And
that's
he's
right.
Coming.
Amen.
Brother, you got it.
Amen. All glory be to the Most High. Amen. Great word, Bob. That was awesome, man. I like how you broke down that 7,000 years and the six days of creation. And on the seventh day, he rests. Man, that is amazing interpretation. Amen, Bob. I'm feeling that. Amen. We will have rest soon. Amen, man. We're going to have 1,000 years of peace. Y'all not hear what I'm saying. My dad used to always talk about peace. Now I understand why he said he loved peace so much. He never liked to argue. He never liked to fuss. He definitely didn't like to fight. Amen. And I just love him so much. Amen. I love his mentality. I love his spirit. So many people still talk about him today. Amen. When we come back to the city. Amen. It is such a blessing, amen, to know, amen, that you have salvation, that you have something to look forward. Amen, doctor, that's better than this life. Amen. Hey, this life is okay. We go through it. We get down. Amen. I know we all do. Amen. But with salvation, we're able to make it. Amen. He wants to know that I will never leave you nor forsake you. Amen. And I have to remind myself with that scripture. Amen. Now, sometimes you got to preach to yourself. You got to minister to yourself.
Yes,
you nobody else will. Amen. You got to minister to yourself.
You heard about that.
Amen. Yes, sir. And that's what the word says. Amen. Yes, right. Amen. All glory be to the Most High. That's what it says, doctor. Amen. That we have to what? We have to be spiritual. Amen. Look for this great joy and this peace that is coming. Amen.
Amen.
It says, amen. The first resurrection said, blessed is he that had part in the first resurrection. Amen. The saints, amen, the church age saints, the tribulation of saints will be resurrected. Amen.
Yes,
we're going to be going home, amen, before this tribulation kicks off. The brother said it best, amen. He said that the church will not go through the tribulation. And we still have folks out here talking about the church will go through the tribulation, which mystifies me as to where are they getting this doctrine from. Amen. I agree with that. Amen. The church will not go through the tribulation. Amen. We read time and time again. We showed you many scriptures and references in the Bible that teaches and tell you that the church will not go through the great tribulation. And I am so grateful for that doctrine, especially with the age that we live in, because why? It is a possibility that soon and very soon, amen, we may witness that. Amen. That's the song they used to say when I was a kid. They said, soon and very soon, are going to see the King.
The King.
Amen. Amen, Dr. Nunez. It's very, very much possible that we are going to see the King sooner than what we expected. Amen. It's a huge possibility. Amen. I highly believe, amen, that Christ is going to come back within our lifetime. When I say soon, amen, doctor. I'm talking about very, very soon. Amen. There's too much evidence that, amen. It's so much evidence, doctor, that leads us to believe that we are right here on the doorsteps of return of Christ's return. The age of Satan, the rule of the devil, is almost up.
Yeah, almost
this
up.
This is it. It's almost up. All this evil, kidnapping, so much evil stuff that's going on. So many evil things that happen to our young women and young girls. People out here plotting and planning to take people's lives. And it's so sad that people were set up and plan and plot. Can you imagine? I mean, brother, I couldn't fathom thinking up such an evil, diabolical plan just to take out somebody. That's the
take
type
out
of
somebody.
Evil world, yes, sir, that we live in. People want to hurt. People want to kill. They will only want to take. They don't want to give. People don't want to work for nothing anymore. It's so sad that these people out here, they're so lazy to get out here and put all that energy. And I tell you right now, I work for the bank, and we see so much fraud. They're taking advantage of people who are mature in age. They're just taking advantage of women and children with all this kidnapping. These folks get paid for that stuff, thousands of dollars.
Yeah, we get paid.
Just to bring
Yeah,
doctor. I said, man, this is amazing. And this guy shared with me, he said that a friend of his works, he's like a detective on the police department. And, man, he said that stuff is so amazing. He said that they have to set up things, just, you know, undercover cops just to watch, because they said it's gotten so bad that how they do. They said this thing is set up. I mean, it is really, really set up like an organization. They got this stuff planned out on how they sit there and plan and watch for kids and just kidnap kids. And I pray that people just be careful. Talk to your children. Talk to your loved ones, especially the women. Tell them, you know, if you can, go somewhere, especially during the holidays. Go with people. Keep a crowd around you. Definitely watch out for these children. Don't just let them go. I saw some kids the other day, bro, just walking up and down the street, little old bitty kids. I said, man, no way in the world I let my kids at that age when they were young. Most of my kids are almost grown now. Amen. My daddy used to watch me like a hawk. He used to watch us like a hawk when we was growing up. And, man, that's how I did my kids. You know, some people say, oh, you being too strict, oh, you this, you that. I said, no, you don't understand. I understand my daddy, you know, my parents, how they felt. You know, nobody wants to experience that pain like that. That's got to be unimaginable pain for people to go through. And I pray, you know, I don't wish that on nobody. So we pray for the parents, amen, that have lost their children to, you know, sex trafficking, kidnapping, you know, just types of things. We have to continue to pray for the world because, like the brother said, these demons and Lucifer are working around the clock 24/7. We know that the spirits don't sleep. They don't need to sleep. They're working around the clock. Amen. So we have to be praying. We have to be watching. We have to do our due diligence. Amen. If we see something, report it. Don't turn a blind eye. If you see something that don't look right, if you see like a kid or somebody look like they need help, watch the kids in your neighborhood. I remember when I was growing up, man, you know, I didn't get it back then. I used to get annoyed when somebody would call my dad and tell him, you know, your son around here around the corner. My dad used to call, tell me to come to the house. I used to get a whooping. I didn't understand at the time. But, man, I sure understand it now. They was just protecting me from the evils of this world, from the wickedness of man. People are setting up plotting and scheming all the time. And like I said, I told y'all the other week, amen, all the time, doctor. As I shared with y'all the other week, I talked to this man, amen, when I was at work. And he said, man, this stuff is not by accident. He said, they are setting up watching you. They know what's going on. They know watching your house. You got to be careful. Amen. They're watching to see if you got kids. So, amen, I say again, be praying for the world. Be praying for the youth. Be praying for the children. Amen. But I had to share that. I was led by the Holy Spirit to share that. Amen. But I want to get back to the word. Amen.
All right.
So, amen. All I want to get back to the word. So I want to take a look at this millennial blessing. Amen. Now we talked about Satan has been bound for 1,000 years, the demons, the fallen angels. Now the saints is what? The saints are resurrected. The saints are ready to enter to 1,000-year millennial rule. Amen. It's going to be beautiful, brother.
Amen.
Peace on earth. Amen. The lamb and the lion can lay down together. Amen. That's going to be such a blessing. Amen. I want to share something with y'all, too. It was all in the book of Isaiah. Brother, I know you know where it's at.
I know where you're going.
Amen. I'm going to come back to it, but I'm going to share something with you real quick. And I'm going to let you, amen, bless us on where it's at. I know it's over in the book of Isaiah, and I'm going to look over it in a minute. But I want to share with you these things. There will be no more curses. Amen. As the brother said, amen, brother. I can't wait. Peace on earth. All this occultic stuff, these false and fake religions, you got these organizations like the Masons, the Eastern Star, how they do up there in cahoots with all these major corporations and banks and how they rob and steal. This is how they fund this evil. This is how they fund the evil. Amen. These curses, all these secret societies, these secret organizations, these different companies with their secret logos, these logos worship the devil. There'll be no more curses. They're keeping a curse over you when they do these things. There'll be no more curses. Amen. No more war. Oh, man, can you imagine? I just said that you won't see people fighting. That's all you see. People fighting, police brutality. Amen, doctor.
Yes.
People killing people for nothing. Every time you look up, a woman and a child is either hurt or killed, dead and gone. Beautiful people all over the earth just dying. No more war. There won't be no need for militaries no more. There won't be no need for police officers no more.
No.
Man, there won't be no more war. Christ is going to rule. The saints are going to be with him on the earth. And now you got to remember, man, you talk about the saints from all time, from the Old Testament saints and the New Testament saints, which is the church, which is all, and also the tribulational saints. Man, that's going to be beautiful. Amen.
Beautiful.
And the earth, like the brother said, the earth is going to be repopulated. But Christ is going to rule. We're going to rule with him to make sure that none of this nonsense comes back into play. You can't beat it.
Come on.
Amen. Watch this.
Amen.
Guess what? Israel is going to be the center.
Come on,
it's
preacher.
Be the capital. Amen, doctor. It's going to be the capital. Amen. Jerusalem is going to be the Amen. It's going to be the capital. And watch this. Amen. We're talking about the world's going to be like the Garden of Eden. The Garden of Eden
yes,
is beautiful.
Sir.
The earth is going to be restored. And remember how the fires is going to burn up the earth? Remember how the water is going to be turned to blood? Well, guess what? No more. Christ is going to fix all that. Amen. The condition of the world is going to be good. Amen. So we talk about the different years. Amen. So the brother did the math for it. He said 6,000 years. We're going to cover that 6,000 years. And then we're going to talk about that thousand-year millennium. Now watch this. We had Adam to Abraham was the first 2,000 years. My dad used to always talk about this.
Every
2,000 years, there's a great event. Then Abraham to Christ was the next 2,000 years. That's a total of 4,000 years. Now
yes,
watch
sir.
This. From Christ to now, guess what?
Two thousand years.
Prison. That's a total of 6,000 years. We are here at the 6,000 years. Amen. Now watch
Amen.
This.
Amen.
The final millennium may be what? 1,000 years, which is a total of how many years? Say amen, doctor. 7,000 years, which is perfect. Amen. That's part of God's plan. Amen.
His plan.
So now we see God's plan coming to play. Amen. God has brought the church. Amen. And we're going to rule with him for 1,000 years of peace.
Yes, sir.
You don't want to be a part of a new heaven and a new earth that is soon to come after that. Amen. We're going to be with Christ. Amen. For all eternity. Amen. This was God's intent, was to restore. Amen. Because God does all things decent and in order. And this is God's intent. Amen. That after Lucifer ruined things, 6,000 years of pain and suffering, deceit.
Lord, help us.
Amen. Brother, I am so grateful for my salvation. I know you are. Amen. We are here. Amen. To spread salvation and love. And before I turn back over to the brother, I want to say real quick, amen. Salvation is free. Salvation is yours. Amen. You can receive salvation tonight. You can miss this thing, amen, that's coming to this earth soon by confessing with your mouth and believing in your heart. Again, Romans, the 10th chapter, verses 9 and 10. And when we come back, amen, we're going to finish up, amen, some more scriptures. But go ahead, I'm going to turn back over to the brother. Amen. Go ahead, doctor.
Oh, bless your heart, Blaine. Bless your heart. This is awesome. This is good news. This is news. It can come from heaven. There ain't no other better news to know that what Jesus Christ did 2,000 years ago. Amen. And like I told you before, it's more than candy and mistletoe and Santa Claus and rain. It's more. It's more than that.
That's
it's
right.
It's about deliverance from sin. Deliverance from sin. Because sin will put you in hell. And one sin that men are messing up on, they're messing up on unbelief. They will not believe that Jesus Christ is Lord and Savior. They're rejecting it. They are cursing it. They are rebuking it. They are laughing at it. They are joking with it. They are saying that, God, you're a clown sitting up on the throne. What are you going to do? Oh, we're going to come out of this. Oh, we're going to celebrate your Christmas day. Well, let me tell you, you can't outlive God. And he was here before you got here. And when you dead and gone, he'll still be here. Now, who you want to serve? You want to serve Lucifer, because Lucifer is a trickster. He's a liar. He's a backstabber. He don't care nothing about nothing and nobody. And if you think the devil care about you, I'm telling you, you better open up your eyes, please. Amen. You may have a fine house. You may have a nice car. You may have a little bank account. You have a little this and a little that. You have your boyfriend, your girlfriend. You go to parties. You go to football games. You go to recreation. You do all the things that you want to do, what you need to do, really, what you need to do. You need to repent. Amen. I know. I'm repenting every day. Lord, a lot of people say, what you talking about? I'm talking about if I did anything and be aware if I did anything wrong. Lord, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. That ain't gonna unsave me. I'm saved forever. Oh yes, I am. Ooh, I'm saved forever. And don't you want to be saved from ever? Saved from sin? Your soul. That's what I'm talking about. Cause Christ, hey, he can't save your body. The only way he can save your body got to be changed. But as long as you're in this body, sin, and the only thing you got to overcome, the power of sin, death, hell, and the grave is the Spirit of God by the blood of Jesus Christ. So now I got power over sin. Amen. I don't practice sin. I don't go out here and lay with some woman and do this and drink and lie and cheat and steal and cut. I can't do that. I cannot be doing that. I'm trying to tell you how to live and how to receive Christ. But see, the Christian growth is an everlasting growth. You don't arrive all at once. The only time that I will arrive is when the truth is down and the dead in Christ will rise. That's the only time I become a perfect human being. Woo. In other words, I won't be human. I have a spiritual body. I have a body just like Christ. Amen. In order for me to live with Christ, I got to have my soul saved first. And then in order for me to be with Christ forever, I got to have a spiritual body, because flesh
That's
and
right.
blood never entered the kingdom of God. It won't go. I can't go in this body. It's sinful. It's got all kind of stuff in it. Hey, man, it's got all, and you know, if the Holy Spirit don't lead you and guide you and hold your reign, hey, man, you out of tune. And when you get out
That's
of
right.
tune, God knows how to work with children. Because if you don't suffer chastisement, if you're a Christian and you're doing what you want to do, and you don't suffer chastisement, and God don't give you a warning, the Bible says you are a bastard and not a son. Because whom the Lord
Amen.
Loved, he
moved.
Uh-oh. People, they're chasing. That's right. God will chastise you. And he's chastising a lot of Christians today. I mean, born-again believers that's being chastised by God. They're getting a whooping. And the reason they're getting a whooping because they won't obey. They won't live according to what the word of God said. And so that's why they're going through a whole lot of things. If you want to get it right, hey, man, get your soul right and tell God, I'm sorry, Father. Increase in me your love and your mercy that I can walk upright, that I can be a witness to somebody. But like you said, we're getting ready for the greatest event that will hit the earth. And I'll be like, oh, man, you've been talking about that for 57 years, man. Why don't you just shut up? The devil in hell got a conference right now against me and brother Jackson. They got a conference against us. Hey, man, we got to get rid of these guys. These guys are telling the truth. Whoever you can go hear the truth from the word of God, and the devil don't like when you come from the word of God. I'm coming straight from the word of God to Revelation. And if I miss anything, I'll back up and say, Lord, I'm sorry. I'll get that right.
Amen.
But we are living in the area where the rapture can occur at any time.
Come on, Doctor.
But God has a specific time and a specific hour and a specific day and a specific minute and a specific second in which he will say, it is done.
Yes.
And he said, when you see certain prophecies fulfilled, and most of the prophecies have been fulfilled from 70 AD all the way over to 2021, and it's almost been fulfilled. In other words, a few things are being fulfilled, and that is the seven-year tribulation. The seven-year tribulation has not been fulfilled. And the Bible tells in the fourth chapter of Revelation, at the fourth chapter is the rapture of the church. Uh-oh. We got a lot of theologians. Because that is the rapture of the church when John is caught up at the throne of Bema seat. He sees the 24 elders. He sees the 24, he sees the beasts, and he sees the throne of God where he's saying, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. He said, the scripture says that's the rapture of the church. That's when the church meets the Lord in the air. Good God Almighty.
Amen.
I'm going to see in the air. Amen. And guess what? We're going to be up there. We're going to be up there at the judgment seat of Bema. Bema. Only for the born-again believers. Can I get an amen? A born-again believer are the only people that's going to be up there. And
that's
those
right.
in the grave, those that remain alive, those that's in the sea, those that people don't know where their body is, if they were born again on the battlefield, doing missionary work, amen, going over there overseas and the cannibals eat them up and eat them for cannibalism, and they never see them again. Well, all those ones that serve the Lord are going to be caught up to meet the Lord in the air in the twinkling of an eye. Now, how close are we to the rapture? Oh, my God.
Mm.
The scripture, before the rapture occurs, the Antichrist got to be here. I'm going to tell you now. The Antichrist is here. The man of sin is here. The son of perdition is here. The Bible said there would be a one-world government forming. They're forming right now. The Illuminati is forming a one-world government. The corona has a lot to do with the revamping of the New World Order. The religious system is forming. The Pope is getting ready to announce that We're going for the one world church. What is the one world church? One world church is all unborn, non-believers that believe God in their head, not in their heart. These are people who have never had an experience with the power of redemption by the blood of Jesus Christ. They have a form of godliness, but they don't have no power. They don't have no power to live right, talk right. They ain't got no power to testify. They just jump and shout and holler and scream and yell. They're always claiming that they got the Holy Ghost by tongue talking. I do good work. That is not going to do it. Those are unbelievers that have never been to Calvary's cross. Good God Almighty, there's all kind of crosses. There's the double cross, there's the blue cross, there's the red cross, and then there's the cross of salvation. And everybody believes in all them other crosses, but they won't go to the cross of Christ, where Jesus Christ was born on that Bethlehem night, wrapped in swaddling clothes, stayed on this earth for 33.5 years, did more miracles than any all the men in the world could do. Did things that people wouldn't even believe he could do. Walked on the water, cast out devils, changed water to wine, fed 5,000 with 2 fishes and 5 barley of bread, healed the sick, went to the graveyard and told the man, get up! And the man got up, but he had to call his name out. Because if he would have called, say, get up, everybody would have got up. But he had to call him by his name. And don't you know when Jesus Christ comes, he's going to call you by your name. Good God Almighty, in a moment of a twinkling of an eye, I'm going to be caught up to meet the Lord in the air. Okay, that's two things. Number three, Israel is back in the land. Israel is planning to rebuild a temple. They got to have this temple. They need to get this temple because they still believe in Judaism. And Judaism said, get you some animals, get you some goats, get you some bullocks, and offer them for sacrifice. Get your high priest, get your ephod, get your vessels, get everything in line because we are going to reestablish the temple. The Ark of the Covenant is going to be restored. They need the Ark of the Covenant because in the Old Testament, the Ark of the Covenant is where God had power inside of the Ark of the Covenant, and everywhere Israel went, they won the battle. Anytime they needed something done, they would look to the Ark of the Covenant, and it was lost back in the time of Ezekiel, so they haven't found it yet. But the Jews now is looking for what? The Ark of the Covenant and the two red heifers. And they say they got them, but I don't know. But when you start talking about what Bible prophecy is going to be fulfilled, you better put your running shoes on. You better pack your bag because the church, I'm talking about the born-again believers. I'm talking about the sanctified ones. I'm talking about the ones that know Jesus Christ as their personal Savior and fight the good fight of faith. I'm talking about the one that's looking up to Jesus who's author and finished by faith. And the world is saying now, that ain't close enough. All right, we'll go a little farther. When Jerusalem became the capital of Israel under the president of Donald Trump, that was a key. That was a key prophecy because Jesus Christ could not have come until Jerusalem is replaced as being the capital of Israel. President Trump said now is the time to bring the embassy back to Jerusalem, and now Jerusalem is the capital of Israel because that's where the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords and the glory of God is going to reign for 1,000 years. So it's got to be real close. And number four, Iran is still building a nuclear power plant. Israel said, now, y'all don't went too far. If America don't back up Israel, Israel said, we're going by ourselves. We got the ammunition. We got the missiles. We got the tanks. We got the planes. Now, if y'all don't stop building the nuclear plant because y'all planning to make a nuclear bomb, and they're already fanatic about Israel. They don't want Israel in the on the planet. They're, all the nations of the world is plotting to get rid of Israel. But I'm telling you something, you better be a monkey and go hang yourself, because when you mess with Israel, you mess with God's apple of his eye. You messing with his Jews. You're messing with his people that he used from the Old Testament, and he cut them off in the New Testament. But he said, I'm going to bring you back to the New Testament, because at the end of time, after the rapture of the church, after Jesus Christ takes the body of Christ, I got to have somebody here to preach the gospel of the kingdom. And since the church done fulfilled the mission, in which I'm sad to say the church has failed God. The body of Christ has failed God, because there's so much hanky-panky going on in the church, so much false preaching, so much whoremongering, so much sex is going on in the church, so much money laundering in the church. There's so much fighting and fussing and carrying on and racial injustice. Oh, in the church, there's so much praise in the church. In the church, y'all, what y'all talking about? Street people. Street people, I mean, they ain't got nothing to keep them. We children of God.
Amen.
We fighting, working in there. The preachers are fighting against each other. The preachers are doing those low-down, dirty things, taking little young boys out there in the back of the church, doing the little peanut butter pasty. Come on, y'all. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Look, trying to love that boy and using him for a woman and don't know where to put it at. Come on, y'all. You know that rotten, low-down, dirty stuff. You know that ain't clean, and get behind
right
the pulpit and then try to preach the gospel. And then you got a woman on the side in this church and a woman over there. Oh, and then you're going around playing numbers. You're going around doing pornography. You're going around doing all that old rotten stuff, calling yourself a child of God. You are a liar, and the truth is not in you. Woo! I'm hot tonight. And God is not playing. God is not playing with me. And he ain't playing with church folks. He ain't playing with the preachers. He ain't playing with nobody, because the time for the stamp down is getting ready to come. And when I say the Antichrist is alive, that's the number key, because Israel knows that their Messiah is here. They know it. They know he's here. That's why he's still in the temple. And the man is 54 years old. He's a king, and he's coming out of Madrid, Spain. Nobody ain't talking about it, because he's behind the scenes. His name is King Felipe, and he's a handsome dude, and he belongs to what? He belongs to the Illuminati, the Black Magic Secret Society. He knows all about the Illuminati and all about the Masonry, and he is a specimen for the devil. And you know, the devil always wants somebody handsome. And this guy is 6'6", knows 10 different languages, four army forces, can drive a tank, can fly a plane. And he is getting ready to step on the scene, because the Jews are saying, soon as we find the place where the temple is to be built, we're going to start on it. And 2022. Woo! Good God Almighty. I'm telling y'all something here. I'm telling you something. Preachers, come on. Just come on back to the old time gospel. The gospel that Apostle Paul preached and the disciples preached. The apostles, the preachers that preached down through the annals of time, Spurgeon and Calvin and Martin Luther, all them boys say, look, this is happening. The time is up. 6,000 years, the bell is going to ring after a while. And
that's
one thing you better know, when this rapture comes, immediately, I don't know if it'll be within a week, and I'm going to say these few words, and I'm going to give it to the brother. But when that rapture comes, there's going to be a great vacuum on the earth. Millions of people will be missing on every continent.
Right.
You hear me? Every continent, people are going to be missing out of the jungles out there in South America, out there in Africa. People are going to be missing because there's people everywhere. I don't know where people get this idea that the church on the corner is the only church. No, God's church is universal.
Amen.
God's church got people everywhere. people you have never seen, I love them. Oh, my God. That's the love of God. When you love folks that you ain't never seen, and when you do see them, you love them. You love them. Why? Because God's love is in you. You ain't going by no race. It judges and prejudice and all. This is demonic, demonic demons out of the pits of hell. And it's up in the church. People are hating each other in the church, going to heaven. I can say this, and I don't think God is the hell you are. No, you ain't going nowhere. Satan, you know you ain't going nowhere. And I'm gonna tell you this, I love y'all out there. I love y'all out there. I know a lot of people say, well, preacher, you ain't got no business saying them bad words. Well, let me tell you, it ain't the bad word, it's where it's at. Hell is hot. And if a preacher don't mention hell, he's probably end up going there. Because there is a hell. Christ spoke about hell over 70 times in the New Testament. 70 times!
Amen.
And he mentioned heaven a few times. And he mentioned that the broad way that leads us into destruction, and many go in there at. Hell is going to be enlarged. Enlarged with all kinds of people.
Amen.
And what God's going to do, and I'm going to give it to the brother.
You
God
right,
said, it is my people, and I'm going to use them the last 7 years. I'm going to use Moses. I'm going to use Elijah. I'm going to use 144,000, because when the rapture of the church occurs, the 144,000 will be sealed in the seventh chapter of Revelation. The seventh chapter of Revelation gives the commission for the Jewish people, 144,000 male men, male, M-A-L-E. Male men will preach the gospel for what? 3.5 years, part of the tribulation. And at the same time, judgment will be falling up on the planet. And they will be hearing the gospel through what? The modern sophisticated state-of-the-art communication center. And, buddy, the world got a system now that the world can hear the gospel all over the world in 24 hours. 24 hours, you got your cell phone, you got your iPad, you got your portals, you got all kinds of communication. You got 600 satellites in the air that circles the earth every 24 hours, and they can beam down every message that you say. You got in the computer system of the mark of the beast. The mark of the beast is already in the making, because the mark of the beast will say men can be detected through their cell phone. Exactly who you are, what you are, where you're coming from. They can get information on you that you don't forgot about and bring it out. 20 or 30 years doesn't happen. Why? Because the devil is not God. He only can use mechanical and use technology.
Right. Amen.
To map out people. But God is an all-knowing God. He don't need that, because God is everywhere. You can't go nowhere that he don't know where you at. God Almighty, why don't you say amen? He's God of God. He's the Lord of God. He's the one that made the heaven and earth, and he's the one that came down on this so-called, help me, Jesus. It says Jesus was born on Christmas Day. No, he was born in September. He was born on one of the feast days. The feast days in September, Feast of Atonement, Feast of Atonement. And Santa Claus wasn't around. There was no snow there. Huh? Come on, y'all. Quit teaching your children about this here bearded man. My dad didn't teach me about it. He made jokes about it, old jolly man. And then one night I was about 4 years old, I saw a black Santa Claus. When I saw the black Santa Claus, I said, no, I hid behind the couch. I ain't never seen no black Santa Claus. That's Deacon. That's Deacon Button down there. So he played jokes on me, but he didn't teach me science. He taught me Jesus Christ. And ever since then, I didn't teach my children no Santa Claus. I said, I'm your Santa Claus. This is why I'm going to get the present. I ain't got no sleigh, and I ain't going down no chimney for nobody. You lied to your kids. Won't you go get that Bible book? Go to the Bible bookstore and get a Bible bookstore and read them. What exactly happened on that night they call Silent Night? Jesus Christ was born. And when he came down here Like I told you before, he come down here to die for an old sinner like me, old low-down sinner like me. And he, and if I call myself low-down, you low-down. Huh? Come on now. If I call myself better than you, I'm wrong. Because no
Amen.
Man no better than you. We're all born in sin and shaken iniquity. And every man
that's right.
ever born wants to be born again. Woo! So what I'm saying, the Antichrist is here. The 144,000 is in the making. Only God knows exactly where they at. But when the rapture of the church leaves this earth, it means that the mission of the church is done. That's why
that's right.
me and Brother Tim is preaching like we preaching. We're preaching because we ain't got too much time to do this.
That's right.
We don't want to miss a service. We don't want to miss a session. We want to tell it until the trumpet blow. And I won't have to stand before God and be embarrassed. Because when God gave Brother Tim the message, gave him the gospel, and gave me the gospel, amen, he intended for us to tell the world exactly what's going on. The devil wants your soul.
Amen.
He
yes, he does.
The devil wants your soul. He don't want your money. He'll use money to keep you from really reaching Christ. He'll give you prestige. But the devil wants your soul.
Sure
he don't
does.
Want nothing else. Jesus said, what profit a man to gain the whole world and lose your soul into eternal hell's fire and burn forever. Never, ever daylight again. You love darkness, that's where you'll spend eternity in darkness, away from God. That's what hell is, away from God. You didn't know God. God gave you opportunity, to grace and mercy, died on Calvary's cross, came back to life. He's able to save your soul. And you told God, I don't want that. Well, there's a day coming, God said, I don't want you. I don't want you, not because of who you are. I want you because you didn't accept my son, Jesus.
That's
and
right.
I'm the only one. Woo, hallelujah. Brother Tim, I'm all right now. I'm all right. I feel
Amen.
Good.
About that, you're
on fire. Somebody out there got to be listening. Somebody got to be listening. I plead,
Amen.
Oh my Jesus, please touch somebody's heart. Let them know. Confess with your mouth and believe with your heart. That's all you got to do. Repent of your sin.
That's it.
And confess with your mouth and believe with your heart that God Almighty himself raised himself from the dead, and now he sits on the throne and he's ready to come back to this earth, and it ain't going to be Christmas. It's going to be Christmas for the saints of God. But it ain't going to be Christmas for the sinner. In the middle of the tribulation, I'm going to give it over to the brother. Woo! The two witnesses
You're
are going
right.
to come. Moses and Elijah is going to come in the middle of the tribulation. That's the great tribulation. That's when the mark of the beast comes. And they are going to preach 3.5 years. And what God is doing, he's making his last call. This is the last call. When they get through preaching, the world is going to get so mad and so angry at these two prophets, which will be Moses and Elijah, that they're going to kill them at the end of the 3.5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to lay in the streets, hallelujah, and the world is going to see them on internet. Internet going to be busy. The last 3.5 years, I hope they don't overload it, but they're gonna see these three men lay in the streets for 3 days and a half. And after the end of the 3 days, they're gonna be resurrected. And in the 14th chapter of Revelation, and brother, I'm gonna give it to you.
And you
it says they're gonna send out three angels, and they're gonna fly around the world. Oh, my God. And they're going to say, woe, woe, woe into the inhabitants of the earth.
That's right. Amen.
Do not receive the mark of the beast. If you do, the wrath of God will be upon you. And so those that receive the mark of the beast, which will be preluded by the coronavirus, because they're setting people's mind up now, to get this year coronavirus mandated, but this is going to be universal mandated. If you don't receive the mark on your head, on your forehead, you will be cut your head off with the guillotine. Mm. Now it's going to come on an attack of demons, devils. They're going to infiltrate every corner of America because people today wants the devil. And God said, if you want the devil, I love you now. If you want the devil, I'm going to give him to you. And the world is saying now, give me money, give me sex, give me sports, give me everything that pleasure to me. And that's what the devil will do for you. But after it's all over.
That's right.
If you get that, I'm sorry, brother, but please, please accept Jesus Christ now. Don't wait.
That's
don't
right.
wait. No time to wait. Jesus Christ is the only way you can get to heaven. No, ain't no other way. God bless you. Brother,
right.
go ahead. You got to do it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen, Doctor. God bless you. Amen. Thank you for that word. Amen. Amen. So want to, amen, just let you all know that salvation is free. You can receive salvation today. Amen. Just open up your hearts. Amen. I know sometimes, amen, the people kind of second guess, amen, salvation. They think that because we trust in the world, amen, we trust in what we see, we trust in what we know, amen, we are familiar with this life, amen, but that's how Satan has done. Satan is tricking people to believe in that, hey, this it's okay to basically live the way that you want to live, to do what you want to do. Amen. That's not the way of God. That's the devil. Amen. He's trying to trick you and deceive you. Amen. But don't you
come on.
God, amen. God is going to bless us to live for all eternity. The greatest gift to man is eternal life.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen. We talked about no more curse. You know, after the fall of Adam and Eve, the whole human race was subjected to the curses of sickness, death, diseases, pain. Before Adam didn't know what stress and pain was. Adam didn't even have to work. Hey, you're not even hearing what I'm saying. Adam could do what Adam wanted to do. God gave him the authority to subdue the earth. Adam was serving God. Adam, all I asked him to do, amen, is don't eat of that. Amen. How easy is that? Life was so easy for Adam and Eve before they disobeyed God.
Yeah.
But after that, amen, the thorns sprang up everywhere, and weeds came into play.
Yeah.
Animals began to feed on each other. Amen. These things would not be. Amen. And then animals begin to attack man. But
things,
amen, is not the case in the millennium. Let me show what the scriptures say over in Isaiah.
Go ahead,
11
go ahead.
Chapter. I got some scriptures, but I'm only going to be able to share so many of them because of the sake of time.
Isaiah
the 11th chapter,
verse
4. I'm going to start at verse 4. Is that what I want? Yeah, I'm going to start at verse 4. Watch what this says. Now, verse 4 is a reference to Christ and what he's going to do to the wicked. Now, watch what it says. But with righteousness shall he judge the poor and reprove with equity for the meek of the earth. Amen. And
amen.
He shall smite the earth with the rod of his mouth.
Yeah.
He ain't going to have to do nothing. He ain't going to have to lift a finger. Because the word is the most powerful thing in existence, which is God's word. He said, with the rod of his mouth and with the breath of his lips shall he slay the wicked. Oh, man, that's so powerful. He just got to just simply speak it. And my gosh, his enemies are going to be defeated. Just like that. That's how powerful of a God we serve. Now, what's the verse 5 says? And righteousness shall be the girdle of his loins, and the girdle of his reign. Now we're talking about the time frame in which we talked about earlier. from the over in Revelation the 19th chapter when he comes back and he destroys all his enemies.
Yeah.
And he's going to put Satan, he's going to bound Satan for 1,000 years. He's going to be under his feet for 1,000 years. He's going to rule. No more demons, no more fallen angels, no more satanic or Luciferian cults, no more satanic or Luciferian rule. Amen. Ain't that something? Now,
ain't that something?
Well, hey, amen, doctor. You better believe it. You got me smiling over this, doctor. Amen. Well, watch what verse 6 says. It says, the wolf also shall dwell with the lamb. Now we are in the millennial reign. Christ has touched down on the earth. As soon as he touched down on earth, he cast Satan and bound Satan and the demons and the fallen angels for 1,000 years. Immediate peace. Lord have mercy. Peace,
good
peace,
God
peace.
Almighty.
Now you're talking about truth. Now we're talking about, we're in the holiday season. We didn't know around this time of year. We're talking about peace on earth. No, this is the real peace on earth. See, this is a fake peace on earth now. This is fake. This is false. The real true peace on earth. Won't nobody be getting robbed? Won't nobody be getting pulled out a gun or a knife at knife point, a gun point? Ain't nobody going to be able to hurt you or kill you no more. Ain't nobody just be able to just do this. Ain't no more sex trafficking. Ain't no more kidnapping. Ain't none of that. We're going to know where everybody's at. Ain't going to be none of that. Christ going to know where everybody's at. Ain't going to stop. They're going to shut that down. Immediately. Ain't going to be none of that. Amen. How powerful he is. Amen. Watch what it says. And the leper shall lie down with the kid. And the calf and the young lion and the fatling together, and a little child shall lead them. Lord have mercy.
Good.
And the cow and the bear shall, the young one shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox. Lord have mercy. That's how it was in the beginning. And the suckling child shall play on the hole of the ass. And the weaned child shall put his hand on the cockatrice them, and they shall not hurt. Now watch this. Watch what the scripture says. And they shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain. That's a new government. That's a new world government. So so Luther had his time 6,000 years.
6,000 years.
But now Christ is ushering a new rule. He's going to start out on this earth to show Satan and to show mankind that I can rule man.
Under
love and salvation, which is deliverance unto God.
We
got to thank God for that, for his grace and his mercy. And after that, the saints are going to go into eternal life. Lord have mercy.
Yes, brother.
All eternity. You ain't got to get up early in the morning or late at night and go to work. You ain't got to worry about nobody bothering you on your job. You ain't got to worry about none of that stuff. No more stress, no more heartaches, no heart attacks, no strokes, no sickness, no diabetes, none of that stuff.
Come on, preacher.
Now, watch what it says. It says, for the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord as
come
the
on.
Water covers the sea. He's going to restore everything. Lord,
everything.
What type of God do we serve? Amen. I'm going to share some more scriptures with you.
Go ahead,
amen.
Bro,
for
go
the
ahead.
Sake of time. Amen. Watch this. Amen. Go to Isaiah, the 35th chapter, verse 10. Isaiah 35 and 10. Now watch what the scripture says. And the ransom of the Lord shall return. Lord have mercy. He has redeemed the saints and come to Zion with songs and everlasting joy upon their heads, and they shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. No more sighing, no more stress. This is what the Bible was saying when he told Daniel, you ain't going to have to worry about the tribulation. He said, Daniel, go and run on to see what the end going to be, because when you are raised at the end, you're going to get the set in your lot and your promise.
Come on,
amen. Amen.
Amen.
We ain't going to have to worry about that no more. Amen. So this is the regeneration of the earth. Go to Matthew, the 19th chapter, verse 28. I got to show you these things. This is real. This is all scripture. I can't make this stuff up. I ain't that good. Watch this. Matthew, the 19th. Amen, doctor. I'm not that good. Amen. Matthew, the 19th chapter, verse 28. You don't usually get this on your Sunday preaching at the church. Watch this.
No, you don't.
Amen. And Jesus said unto them, verily I say unto you, that ye which have followed me, watch carefully what the scriptures say, in the regeneration, when the Son of Man shall sit in the throne of his glory, ye also shall sit upon 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. Lord have mercy. In the regeneration, we're going to be regenerated. Our minds going to be regenerated.
Everything.
The knowledge of God is going to flood the earth. None of this fake lying stuff. They lie so much. Satan's got so many lies and boasters. Satan lies so much. Amen. He got folks crossed up. They don't know what to believe. Amen. And this is one of the challenges now. There's so much lying in the church, so much deceit, so much misinterpretation. But Christ said, I read to you how it's going to be regeneration. He's going to fix it all. Earth's going to be regenerated. Amen. So
Amen.
Now the animals are going to live under perfect conditions, just like they did in the time of the Garden of Eden. The wild beasts will be tamed. Amen. Their dietary, their diet's going to change. They ain't going to want meat no more. Lord have
no.
Them. They're going to eat straw. They're going to eat from the grass. Amen. They're going to go back to the way it was in the beginning, the way God intended it to be. That's right. That's right.
Hallelujah.
Amen. The Jews, the righteous Gentiles, and the glorified church will all be together in the millennium.
In the millennium.
This is going to be beautiful. Amen. Let me stress some more.
Come on.
Let me see if I got something else for you. Amen. Let me see if I got something else for you on my notes. Amen. I got a little time left. I'm going to turn back over to the brother. I'm trying to knock this on out. Amen. This is going to be a perfect atmosphere. Joel, amen. Go to Joel. Amen. The 18th chapter. I'm sorry, Joel, the second chapter.
All right.
Amen. Amen. And I want to this just a little bit. Amen. And just a little bit. And so I'm gonna start at Joel the second chapter. I'm going to read verses 24 and 25. Amen. Watch what it says. And the floor shall be full of wheat, and the vats shall overflow with wine and oil. And I will restore to you the years that the locust hath eaten, the cankerworm and the caterpillar and the palmer worm, my great army which I sent among you. Amen.
Amen.
I'll let you read the rest of that out. Amen. The earth is going to be filled with the knowledge of God. Man,
yes,
is going to be, there won't be no more rebellion or unrighteousness. It won't happen. It won't occur until the end of the millennium when Satan will be loose. There will be some folks that will be crazy. And now this is something. And then I'm going to get ready to shut it down. This is something. Folks will be silly enough. Like the brother said, you're going to be in perfect condition. This just goes to show you, God is showing you something here, that no matter what, given perfect conditions, it is just the heart of man. God wants you to see that man was not made perfect. He was made innocent. That man is still in him. No matter what you do, see, God knows that no matter what you do, some folks just going to cut up. And this is why he got to put people in the lake of fire for all eternity, because if he was the just let you just be, you're going to cut up. You're going to rebel against him anyway. And God ain't got to give you no reason. God is loving. But you got some folks, just because the way they are, they have a reprobate mind.
Lord,
amen. The inhabitants are going to be beautiful. The saints of God, those who believe in Christ, those who survive the great tribulation. Amen. This is going to be beautiful. And the millennium will be with all the righteous. And we will go into everlasting life after that. One more scripture. I'm going to turn back over to the brother.
Go ahead,
amen. Amen. Isaiah, the 49th chapter.
49.
Verses, amen. Isaiah, 49th chapter, verses 19 and 20. But watch this. For thy waste and thy desolate places, and the land of the destruction shall even now be too narrow by reason of the inhabitants. And they that swallow thee up shall be far away. The children which thou shalt have after thou hast lost the other shall say again, thine ears, the place is too straight for me. Give place to me that I may dwell. Amen. This is going to be
amen.
Amen. People will live to be 100 years old and will be considered a child. Amen.
Yes.
It's going to be so beautiful. You got folks that, man, you're going to live 400 or 500 years. Brother, we're going to get to be 1,000 years. Oh, that is so unimaginable. So unimaginable. Let me share this with you. Then I'm going to be done. I keep saying, but this is going to be just a new heaven and a new earth. Isaiah 65 and 20. It says, there shall be no more this, an infant of days, nor an old man that hath not filled his days. For the child shall die 100 years old, but the sinner, being 100 years old, shall be accursed. Man, if you do right, God's going to bless you. You're going to have a long life, beautiful life. You're going to live to be 100 years. 100 years ain't going to be nothing in the millennial reign. Brother, I'm almost 50. I'm 48. God bless me to see the next 3 months. I'll be 49. Hey, that's
a blessing. Bless you. Bless
you. Let me tell you, doctor. Amen. Thank you. Man, look at here. 100 years ain't going to be nothing. 200 years ain't going to be. Brother, we're going to live 1,000 years.
1,000 years. Don't get old.
That's it, doctor. Take it away, doctor. Man,
Lord,
take it away.
Lord, I'm telling you. And you know something? You know something? Without the cross, without Jesus Christ dying,
that's right.
For our sins, this would never be able to happen.
That's right. Amen.
Jesus Christ died for our sins that
that's
he
right.
can save us from sin. If he wouldn't have died, if he wouldn't have got up on that third day morning, and if it wasn't for the power that's in the blood of Jesus Christ, at the end of the millennium, if we would have got there without Christ being resurrected, God would have to cast the whole world into and dust his hands off and say, well, I couldn't do it.
Lord have mercy.
But God is God. And there ain't nothing impossible for him to do. He wasn't before anything was. And when everything else is gone, he will be here. And God is going to prove to humanity. Humanity. You can put man in almost a perfect environment. And he still won't acknowledge the salvation that's in Jesus Christ. Because during the millennium reign, you'll be able to go to the new temple where Christ will sit. And go up to the throne where he's at and see the nail prints in his hand. See the marks on his back. See the nail prints in his feet. See his pierced side. See his face. And people still will not accept Jesus Christ during the millennium reign. The show, God is going to show the whole human race, you are totally depraved without Jesus Christ.
That's right.
Letting you know all your goodness, all your nice things that you can do. You got to be born again.
That's right. Amen.
There won't be no loopholes for nobody to come to Christ and say, well, you know how people are there say, well, I don't see it until I believe. I won't believe it until I see it. But they're going to see the very Christ and they're going to live with a longevity. And if you do anything real bad during the millennium reign, Christ is going to execute judgment right up on right away. It's called the rod. That's the rod of iron that Jesus Christ is talking about. I'm going to rule the world with a rod of iron. In other words, tough love.
That's
and
right.
The world today is taking the love of God, shoving it down the tube, spitting at it, rejecting it, cursing it, and going on
That's
about
right.
their way and die. And I don't care if it's mafia, if it's the Illuminati's, when any one of those guys die, they put them in a coffin, and then they want to put them in heaven.
That's right.
God, and some church folks are like that. Live like the
That's
devil.
Right.
Never accepted Jesus Christ, and then go off with the good works they're doing, saying, well, they did good, they're going to heaven. Not so. Not so.
That's right.
It ain't going to happen. Jesus Christ said, except the man be born again, he shall not enter heaven. Want to go to heaven. And I know this one thing, Brother Jackson and me, we love every one of y'all out there that's listening.
Amen.
I wish you would grab somebody by the hand, or whatever your radio is or on the internet, grab somebody's hand and just say, come on, listen to these guys. Listen to these preachers. These are country preachers. These ain't no sophisticated, up-the-nose preachers. These are real, down-to-earth preachers. While they're preaching Christ, they're preaching his crucifixion, they're preaching his love and his mercy. He don't want to see nobody to perish. But the devil don't care nothing about you. And he'll tell you, oh, don't listen to him. But I'm asking you right now, is anybody out there that don't know Jesus Christ, don't know him, you never repented, you never turned from your wicked ways, you never turned from sin, and you don't have to be a bad sinner. There ain't no such thing as a good sinner. You just a sinner. And you know you need to know Jesus Christ. And you can know him. And you know you can know him. And when you know him because you pass from death to life. In other words, you pass from hate to love. Hate to love. If a man say he loved God and hate his brother, he's a liar. So I can get on this here internet and say I love God and hate y'all. I hate anybody. I can't hate nobody. I can't hate. You know why I can't hate? Because God loves it in me. And God don't hate. What he hates is sin. He hates the devil. God ain't got nothing to do with that wrestler. He's going to say, I prepared hell for you. I prepared
That's
hell
right.
for you and your nephilims and your father. I prepared hell, and I'm going to make it hot beyond your mind can even comprehend. You created, and those that follow Satan going to wish they never was born. And then they're going to wish, oh, what a fool I was not to accept Jesus Christ. And that's all it took for me to accept Jesus Christ. They take all this stuff, do's and don't do's, and can't do this and can't do that.
That's right.
I don't care what you can't do or what you didn't do. The one thing you need to do is repent and turn from your wicked self. And for Brother Bazaar, if he got any wicked ways, Lord, in me, or any wicked ways, and Brother Tim, amen, take it out. Because I don't want to miss nobody. I don't want to miss heaven. I don't want to miss the millennium. I don't want to miss the rapture. I don't want to miss nothing. And so the Bible says, Jesus said, I never will leave you, nor will I forsake you. Lord, I'm with you always, even to the end of the world. Somebody out there needs Jesus Christ. Romans 10:9 said, if you confess with your mouth and believe with your heart that God actually, uniquely, genuinely died and rose again,
yes.
Jesus Christ is God in the flesh, all God and all man, suffered and died, got up from the grave on the third day morning, and he's coming back after church. If you confess him right now, you can be saved. The only thing you got to do is say, Lord, I'm a sinner. I'm wrong. Forgive me of my sins. I forsake my sin and believe on your resurrected son that took his life. We took your life, Christ, and you gave us life. And we ask you right now to come in. Just ask the Lord to come on in and sup with me. And I guarantee you by faith in